And the record is spinning here on KUOW for this Tuesday, December 10th. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. It has been a rough week for Washington State's Health Benefit Exchange. The website went kaput last week and back up over the weekend. This morning, down again.
According to the folks who run it, the website was supposed to be up and running at 12:01, 5 minutes ago. Producer Hannah Byrne, have you tried to log on lately?
I have, and it is up and running.
Yay, at least temporarily. Well, here to tell us what has been going on over the past week or so is Michael Marchand. He's a spokesperson for Washington's Health Benefit Exchange. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for having me.
Well, so it's been interesting. The federal exchange website, healthcare.org, started out totally plagued with problems. Healthplanfinder.org, our state site, was going strong. It seems like the fortunes have been reversed. How do the problems that you've been experiencing compare to what's going on in other places?
Well, I think, there's a number of factors at play here. Probably the biggest factor for us is that we're trying to improve the customer's experience as fast as we can. And in doing that, oftentimes, what you gain in speed is what you lose in precision. So when we're doing technical maintenance, we may be fixing some issues, but unintendedly creating others. And while we were down last week, people were experiencing intermittent slowness and even brief outages. We were able to rectify that by Saturday. The outages that people were seeing Sunday and all through this week, those were all the state's eligibility system, which resides with the Department of Social and Health Services. So those were actually not related to the exchange.
So essentially what you're saying is as you tweaked some things, other things inadvertently were put offline.
What we were doing was we were seeing some of our applications spool. So what happens is if you can imagine when you sign into your email account and you type in your password and you hit enter and it just kind of spins,
mm-hmm.
and then it doesn't actually validate. So we were seeing that, and in order to make sure that we could fix it correctly, we wanted to take it in the maintenance mode and make those fixes. But then when we came back up, it's like sometimes when you fix something upstream or downstream, it affects people the other way.
So now you're hoping, everybody who uses it is hoping that it's up for good, because the deadline, the December 23rd deadline to sign up for health insurance to be covered starting January 1st is 2 weeks from now. Are you going to push the deadline? Are you going to push it back?
No. The December 23rd deadline is something that's important just from a standpoint of having submission of payment and making sure that the carriers have the names and the files of the individuals who are going to be on their products for January 1st. That being said, it is fully our intent to make sure that every person who has indicated that they want to have coverage begin January 1st or are required to have coverage begin January 1st, that we get them that coverage on that day. And so we're already in conversations with a number of our stakeholders and people here about how are we going to make that happen, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure we can do that for everyone who wants to have that coverage start on the first of the year.
What particular groups of people are not signing up that you're still really trying to get over to the site?
I think there's still a number of people who are in that, in the QHP range, the people who might be...
What does that mean, QHP?
I'm sorry, they're the people that are eligible for qualified health plans that may be eligible for a tax credit. I think there's still some, there's still some skeptical people out there with regard to not just maybe what the products are, but whether or not the site is stable enough for them to use it. And I think it's really a situation where we may see a lot of people not sign up so much in the December timeframe, but given that open enrollment is available to these people through March 31st, we may see a big influx late January and February into that end of March deadline because of the way that people are making the decisions today.
Michael Marchand, spokesperson for Washington's Health Benefit Exchange, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And as of 5 minutes ago, healthplanfinder.org was up and running. So if you want to get your insurance coverage all settled and squared away, now's the good time to do it. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.